now and then, here and there, and always at sexpotcomedy.com.
Next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
The show takes place on the third Wednesday of every month at the Buntport Theater in Denver, Colorado.
Hey everybody, it's Ron Doyle. You know, over the years, we've heard lots of holiday stories at the Narrators, even when they're out of season, because life just seems more significant during special events. Like birthdays and graduations and anniversaries, holidays elevate themselves to a different status among the crowd of 365. You know, as a species, I think we're drawn to creating a spectacle, and so many of us just love obsessing over the logistics of special events, the meals, the friends and family members, the music, the gifts, and the travel. And because we think so much about the traditions and the execution, holidays, you know, they sear themselves onto our memory in a way that just doesn't happen with a regular day at work. We obsess, we ruminate, and we revel, and sometimes regret even just the tiniest of details. And it's those details, those long-term emotional marks and memories, my friends, that make just such excellent ingredients for a story. Today's story comes from Matthew Taylor. It's not about Christmas per se, but it's about a Jesus-themed birthday party, which I think is pretty darn close to Christmas, if you ask me. Matthew is an actor, an improviser, an author who hails from the small sailing village of Itchener in the UK. His performance was adapted from a short story entitled Surprise Party, which is also a chapter in his award-winning autobiography, Goat Lips, Tales of a True Englishman. This story was recorded live on September 16, 2015. The theme of the evening was firsts. Happy holidays, everyone.
Itchener. I always find in life you go through the year and there's these marks that happen all the way through your year. And there's, you know, birthdays or there's Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter, all these. And you kind of do the same kind of things. And then every now and then you have an opportunity to do something really different. And it's up to you whether you take that chance and do it. And if you do it, it's like, you know, you say to yourself, you're like, wow, I don't think anybody has ever done that before. So in 2005, the Denver Center Theater Company, you know, it's just down the road here, put up a show called Jesus Hates Me. Personally, I don't think he does. But it would take the beautiful childlike innocence of my six-year-old son at the time, Alistair, to conjure up a really clever and cunning plan that might just piss Jesus off. So it was kind of my son Alistair, his birthday's in August, and so it was a bit of a surprise when on like this snowy day in March he comes running up to me and he's really excited and he goes, hey, dad, he goes, I know exactly what kind of birthday party I want. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, Allie, you know, and I'm like imagining like 9 pint-sized little Spider-Men running around. I'm like, what kind of party do you want? And he goes, I want a Jesus party. And I have to confess, my first immediate concern was that I now would not be able to get plastic cups, plates, napkins, and a tablecloth from Target. And I had a few other kind of reservations as well, like the invitations were going to have to be homemade and all that work. And it's really hard to, like, you know, not picture the parent and the kids opening the invitation. And it's like, come celebrate Alistair's 7th birthday at his Jesus party. Apostle apparel optional. So obviously his birthday, yeah, this idea of a birthday came as a bit of a shock to me, and then I was thinking, well, you know, it shouldn't really, because you know we're as a family regular churchgoers, and Alice had been, you know, he'd gone to Sunday school and he'd been baptized and first communion and all that good stuff, and he's kind of an inquisitive kid and he likes to work things out, and try different stuff. So I was like, you know, it's kind of logical to kind of think of Jesus at the right hand of God. And then maybe to the left hand of like Batman, Spider-Man, and the Incredible Hulk. I mean, they're all kind of superheroes in his own kind of way. And if you want a damn good party, you just have to kind of pick one. So, and then Alistair like tugs me and he's looking, because he's getting all excited about it. And he goes, yeah, you know, Dad, I want to do this because, and I was like, oh my God, he's worked it out. He's actually planned the whole thing. He goes, yeah, because I think it'll be really, really cool to have a Jesus pinata. So, I'm a big believer in boundaries, And I think boundaries are like really important for like just about every aspect in life. But one of the for me, one of the main reasons you have boundaries is that you want to be able to have them there so you can push them. And I've always loved like exploring what's just outside the norms. But pushing a boundary is one thing, and kind of crossing it is another. And so I always wonder, if you cross a boundary, is there another boundary after it? Or, you know, when you start like fishing in, you know, in the murky waters of the taboo, you know, where's the next boundary? And I was like, is there one? And I was like, I think there is. And I think it is a Jesus pinata. But regardless of that, it does conjure up a very vivid image. And I just kind of picture, you know, the pinata hanging from the tree, like gently swaying in a light breeze. You know, I see his familiar image. Long hair, white gown, sandals, hands out to either side. You know, that all like slightly welcoming way. And below him, like 9 6-year-old kids with sticks. Ready to like smash him to bits, and of course you know right at that time the neighbours will walk by, and you know they'll look over the fence and they'll give you those neighbourly cheers, and they're all like fond memories of their early, you know, kids' early birthday parties, and then all of a sudden they'll just stop, and they're like frozen as they just look and they see it just swinging gently from the tree, and you can see them, they're like trying to work out what's the correct kind of emotion to emote at that time. You know, they'll kind of settle on like anger, disgust, a little, you know, and disappointment, and it's like all smeared with this liberal serving of disbelief. And so Alistair at this time, he's like, he kind of pulls me again, and I'm like, oh, yeah, what? And he goes, and he's really excited now, because he's like, he's definitely noticing that his birthday party is having an effect on his father, and he's like, now all I have to do to get the birthday party of my dreams is to drive home the sales pitch. He's like, this is it. We're going to close the deal. And he looks up and he goes, yeah, Dad, because we can also play Pin the Jesus on the Cross. So it is rare for me to be kind of rendered silent. And this was a rare moment. I mean, literally, I just stood there and my mouth just kind of opened and closed kind of rhythmically like a goldfish. And their thoughts were just like swirling in my head. I was like, is this really happening? And if it is, how the hell am I going to get out of this? And things like, does he understand the potential flaw of a pin-on game that requires 3 contact points? And where's my wife? How much does relocation cost? Do they still stone people? And of course, the you know, what would Jesus do? So I realized instantly that, you know, I needed to be really firm at this point and crush this. I mean, it was like, be firm, stop this before it balloons into a national media shitstorm. And so I was like, you know, not that big, but I just pucked myself up and I got in this really deep, like, father knows best kind of a tone. I just looked down at Alistair. I said, Alistair, go ask your mother. Thanks very much.
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Aaron Rollman, Mary Robertson, and me, Ron Doyle. I produce and record the podcast with engineering assistance by Josh Johnson. And our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal.
The Narrators podcast is brought to you by these amazing sponsors.
The great guys at Illegal Pete's and Greater Than Records, who in addition to providing rad burritos all over town, provide great local music and comedy.
The next time you need a photographer, remember From the Hip Photo. You can learn more about their honest and unforgettable service at fromthehipphoto.com.
Check out the appropriately named Sexy Pizza on their website, sexypizzaonline.com.
And finally, by Breckenridge Brewery, making balanced, approachable, and interesting handcrafted beers in Colorado for over 25 years. Check them out at breckbrew.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or on your favorite mobile podcatcher. For more information and to find past episodes, visit thenarrators.org.
Thanks for listening.